Yo, Ryan Hartley here from Always Witness today. You know, I've been a student of the works of David Hawkins, Power versus Force, Letting Go. And the one I'm listening to at the moment is The Eye of the Eye. And it's effectively a book that's exploring consciousness, enlightenment, spiritual awakening through the understanding of the ego and then being able to transcend the ego. So looking at the eye and then looking at self, and self is referring to the kind of egoic identity that we have, the beliefs, the experiences, the emotions and thoughts that we have, the things that we would say mine about. And one of the things that he hallmarks consciousness and enlightenment and a spiritual awakening to is being able to transcend the ego, not necessarily in the requirement of an ego death, but the dissolving of a sense of self in and allowing forth the wider sense of I, the ever present, eternal, unchanging, universal, what you might call love, what some might call God, that ever present state beyond the egoic. And one of the things that he says in towards the end of the book is he says if you focus on just one thing with purpose and intention and intensity, you will begin to transcend the ego. Because, you know, whether that be one aspect of personal development, whether it be one aspect of your heart set, one aspect of heart work, one aspect of a 12-step program, whatever it be, if you focus on that one thing with absolute consciousness in every conscious thought, decision, and action, you will be guiding, you know, whether it be your values. Let's just say you have an awareness of your values and you want to become a more values-based, conscious human being. Think about all of the topics available in the personal development world, but the one that you're going to be intentional about, purposeful about, the one that you're going to bring an intensity to is values. And the more and more you make space for values in your conscious thought, decisions, and actions, the more you will transcend the ego, the more you'll transcend fear, lack, need, pride, and the more you will make possible for this degree of the wider sense of love to work in you and through you, because you're transcending the ego. You're no longer operating in the realm of fear and lack and need. You're consciously applying the things that are dear and important to you, filling every thought, every decision and action, and that's going to allow you to dissolve this focus of self. And it's going to get you ever closer to enlightenment and ever closer to transcending the ego. Not by doing all of the things, but by doing one of the things with intensity and purpose. And this is my invitation to you. If there are multiple books you've read, if there are multiple personal development practices that you are aware of, how about you pick one and you deliver it with purpose, meaning, and intensity for the next 7 days. Every waking conscious thought, decision, and action, let's just say it's values. How am I living them? How am I demonstrating them? How am I being a living expression of them? How am I making decisions with them? Are my actions in line with my values? Are my words and my actions a living expression of what is important to me and who I truly am? So that's my encouragement to you, is to take one thing from the toolkit of the personal development box and apply it with intensity and purpose and intention. That's how you get further away from this egoic sense of self, one that's wrapped in fear and lack and inadequacy and need and pride. And so goes the journey, my friends. Hope this helps. Always love.